The Newsreel presents The Soundtrack Corner. In this edition of The Soundtrack Corner, I continue my series of the greatest video game soundtracks of all time. At number 3, Layer by John Debney. Layer is an action-adventure video game from 2007. It was met with a mixed critical response, but one thing everybody could agree upon was the fantastic soundtrack by John Debney. John Debney employed a 90-piece orchestra to record this epic, bombastic score. Now, John Debney is no stranger to epic soundtrack, as proof if you see his previous works to Cutthroat Island or Scorpion King, but this is his first video game soundtrack, and he hit it out of the park. Now, with the strong themes that John introduces, he throws us right into the heart of the battle in the track called Day of Terror, Diviner Battle.
Thank you.
Although widely celebrated, some critics have pointed out that there are elements that sound like Star Wars within the Leia soundtrack, probably even more so in the Diviner battle than others. Some have pointed to Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace for inspiration. I, on the other hand, actually feel some of it is actually temp-tracked by Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, more so than Episode I. And some of those tracks were not exactly composed or compiled by John Debney, but by one of his composers that arranged the soundtrack. But I digress. What I really enjoy about John is when he gets his moment to shine. And because he's had his moment to shine in such an epic soundtrack, he's able to do a lot of his string work. His string work is what drove me to enjoy John Debney's previous works, such as Passion of the Christ. And one of my favorite string pieces in Layer is Out of the Ashes, Searching for Water. Being that this is a video game that involves a volcanic world or a world gone to hell and there's dragons and medieval battles and such, it only makes sense for John to use a percussion heavy soundtrack. And one of those moments where he gets to shine, where he uses more percussion to build up the tension, where we finally get some of the themes and the brass coming in with swelling strings, is in the slow buildup that he introduces in Breaking the Ice.
We'll be right back.
last tracks I leave you with is also one of the last tracks on any of the album sets. There is limited edition 2-CD set that was made available on La La Land Records. As of this podcast, there might still be some availability. Otherwise, you got to look for it in the aftermarket. It's a fantastic soundtrack and one that I highly recommend you get on your shelves ASAP. And what I love most is when John Debney just lets loose and brings in all the themes, and in the mix of it, introduces yet another theme. One of my favorite examples of that from his previous early works would have to be in Cutthroat Island, where towards the end of his composition, he puts another variation, a heroic variation on the main theme. He gets an opportunity to do something similar in this track called Battle for Acilia, Final Battle.
We'll be right back.
And that wraps up my number 3 best video game score of all time.
I'm Andres Segovia, and thank you for joining me on this edition of the Soundtrack Corner.